Tennessee lawmakers have come up with a plan for confirming judges to the state bench. But a warning, it's some complicated stuff. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The problem was fundamentally this. There are three times more representatives in the Tennessee legislature than senators. So how do you keep a handful of senators, or an overwhelming majority of representatives, from controlling who gets to be a judge? To solve that riddle, inspiration had to strike, says Bristol Republican John Lundberg.
I don't know if I want to say per se, but it came to me in after a cup of coffee truly early yesterday morning. So
the plan being put forward by Lundberg and a working group of lawmakers would go like this. After the governor nominates someone to be a Supreme Court justice or on the appeals court, the House and the Senate will vote together on whether to accept them. If they agree, either to confirm or reject, that's what happens. The wrinkle comes in if one chamber confirms a judicial nominee and the other rejects. In that situation, the chamber that says no has to muster up a two-thirds majority. Lundberg says that'll keep one chamber from gaining the upper hand. The plan still has to be approved by other lawmakers, and Governor Bill Haslam has to sign it. But legislators hope to have it in place within a few weeks. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.